All right, I need help. We're doing on this series about kingdom timing. We're almost finished this section of this, kingdom timing. Remember, understanding the times and seasons is the key to your victory. Absolutely. All right, on Monday, because yesterday we had some problems with the internet connections, and I didn't want to get into something that was bouncing. You know what I mean? Say a word, miss five words, say a word. So we skipped yesterday, so we're going to today. All right, we're going to look at some passage of scripture that's going to help you. God wants you to be whole. Absolutely. Remember, salvation, a lot of people think, maybe not you, but a lot of people think that salvation is all about heaven, forgiveness of sins, and heaven. If I can get to heaven, if I can make it through to heaven, if I can just get by another day, heaven. And they struggle. They struggle every day. They're strugglers. There was even a book that was a bestseller about the pathway of a struggling Christian or something. All right? And what happened there is that people are functioning under the idea of, I got to struggle every day. I got to get through this. I got to struggle. And they forget that salvation is wholeness, body, mind, spirit. Everything of salvation is wholeness. Nothing less than wholeness. Now, somebody's going to get mad at me, but get mad and learn something. Salvation is more than just getting to heaven and having your sins forgiven. Much more. Salvation deals in total wholeness. Complete wholeness. Not just getting by. Well, if I can just get to heaven, I heard people say, I'm a pastor, I've heard everything. There's not too much I haven't heard in all these years. If I can just get on the last train out of Dodge and grab hold of the caboose, and as the train goes by, and it'll take me to glory. Yeah, right. You've been living a defeated life. So it's wholeness. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 talks about being whole. Now, we are instructed to be united in mind. Romans 12:16, 1 Peter 3:8. Or to have the mind of Christ in us, 1 Corinthians 2:16. Wholeness is having the mind of Christ in us and being what? Being reprogrammed. Reprogrammed all the time. I'm being reprogrammed. That's called renewal. I'm being reprogrammed. The church, body of Christ, needs renewal awful bad. Well, how do you know? All I got to do is go to most churches' vestibules and stand around for 5 minutes. Okay? Just stand in the lobbies, right there. Go in the fellowship hall when they're around the coffee pot and listen to their conversations with Sister A and Sister B. Sister A always defeated, and Sister B always in trouble. Just a constant barrage of that. Church needs renewal. Church needs reprogramming. Absolutely. Well, let me just tell you how bad everything is. Okay. Won't they say, let me tell you how difficult the days have been. But thank God he's seen me through. It's not, let me tell you about this scar. Let me show you my scar here. And somebody else will show you theirs. And there you go. Everybody's showing each other scars. Whole in your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of the mind. Second thing, may your heart, frequency means mind, be pure. Deuteronomy 30, verse 1, and Jeremiah 19, verse 5. May your heart be pure. Usually people will say heart, mind, heart. May you have your purity of thinking. We get all clogged up with the world system. Clogged up, operating in the course of this world. Children of disobedience. Ephesians tells us that. May your spirit be made new, not renewed, new. Ezekiel 11, 5, verse 36 and 37. Your spirit is made new. Your mind is renewed. Let me help somebody here, just in case they don't understand that concept. All right? All right? You go out and you need a new chair. And you go to the furniture store and you buy a brand new chair. Has all the tags on it, the plastics on it, and it gets delivered to your house. And you sit and you love it. It's brand new. It has that new car smell. All right. You look across the room and there's an old, worn out, busted down couch. It has seen its better days, but you like it. So you decide to fix it. You don't want to buy a new one there. You fix it and you send it out to a place, the upholstery place. And the guy says, oh yeah, we can fix this. Leave it a few days, and you leave it a few days. You come back, it doesn't look like the same couch. The wood has been worked. The springs have been worked. The cushions have been worked. The framework has been worked. It's been reupholstered. It looks brand new. But is it brand new? No. It's been renewed. So you go home, you put it in the living room, and there's that brand new chair. That's your spirit. And you sit on the renewed couch, and it is just wonderful, and you take a nap. Great. Now, what's the difference? One, the spirit was made new. There was a transformation. You got rid of the old, and you brought in the new. That's called new life, new man, living in Christ, brand new. You're a brand new creature. That's because your spirit has been changed. Now, that couch of yours is your soul, your mind. And did you get a new brain? No, you didn't get no new brain. What's happened? All the junk went out and all the good came in. That's the couch. That's why your spirit is made new and your soul is made whole. 1 Chronicles 28, 9, Psalm 23. That's exactly right. Your soul is made whole. See, most Christians, it's a process. I would say not most, I would say 100%. It's a process of becoming whole. There's a process. It's not instantaneously. Spirit is, you're instantly saved. Old man gone, new man in. It's the thinking, the soul problem. And God wants total wholeness in your thinking. That's why, are you ready? Here's the seatbelt. Click. You entertain thoughts that you should not entertain. Because you need renewal of your thinking in your mind. That's why you go through some problems. Boy, if I had my choice, I would just go across that street and hit that person with a baseball bat. That's thinking problem. That's not a spirit problem. That's a thinking problem. That's an absolute thinking problem. Oh, yeah, the phones are lighting up. All right? That's a thinking problem. It's a thinking problem. Man, if I could, I would just give them a piece of my mind. Don't give them a piece of your mind. Your mind needs to be renewed. If you give them a piece of your mind, their mind is going to have to be renewed from you. And the thing is, their mind needs renewal too. It's a double job. Well, if I just go down that store and I would tell that guy what I think of him. Hello, mind. That's why it says, may your soul, mind, will, emotions be whole. And then your body reflect his power. Here comes the body, right? Psalm 107:20. Your body needs to be a reflection of the power of God in operation in your life. Your body needs to be made whole as well. Need to have spiritual power in your body. That's what you have to have. You have to be whole. Most Christians are not whole. They're just not. Again, how do you know? Jamie says, how do I know? The Bible tells me so. Okay, the Bible's telling us so. And observation as well. Observation by observing. You look and you listen. You go in that church on Sunday morning, you stand around, and you hear unrenewed souls. Not their spirit. Are they going to heaven? Uh-huh. But unrenewed souls. No one teaches on this stuff. No, they don't. It's not being taught. Well, the mind of Christ, yeah, but you got to go down to what I'm talking about. Now, let me do one more thing here. You need to know how the enemy opposes you. 1 Peter 5. You need to know how the enemy opposes you. Here, you are ignorant and you participate with him. Oh, my goodness. He opposes you because you're ignorant, not stupid. Ignorant. Because 1 Peter 5 says, be not ignorant of his devices. It doesn't say you're stupid. It says ignorant. You can participate with the enemy opposing you. You can participate and unknowingly. You don't know, so you participate. You don't really realize what's going on. Secondly, he detects hidden trauma in you. There's hidden trauma in your life. Every one of us, somewhere in our lives, at some point, has some sort of trauma. I mean, trauma. Not just having a bad day, but I'm talking about trauma. And that trauma impacts you every single day. You keep thinking about it. You can't get away from it. You go to bed at night musing on it. You sit and you eat your cereal simply thinking about it. You go in your car. You don't do anything. You don't hear the music. You don't hear the word. You sit in church. Ooh, you sit in church and you're not thinking about what God's going to do, or the word of God going forth, or the power of God in operation. You don't think about healing and blessing and favor. No, you think about trauma. You got to remove its effects. Who does that? You do. The enemy, number three, has schemes and tactics to change times and laws to make your faith empty. That's right. The enemy has the ability and absolutely plots and schemes and plans and programs against you, using tactics to change things so our faith becomes empty. We'll do more of this tomorrow. Watch covenant-breaking strategies. God, listen, God has promised you a whole lot of promises. Number one, from the word of God, and number two, in your heart and spirit. You can probably think right now, like most people, the promises God has given you. All right? Didn't take long for that. You remember that before the words came out of my mouth. And the enemy can use covenant-breaking strategies against you. God said, this is what I will do for you, and this is what I am going to make happen in your life. And the enemy comes in, well, you know, the Lord's been waiting, and he's not coming around, and you've been waiting a long time now, and see all that. That's covenant-breaking strategies. Here's the last one. You fail to counteract faith destroyers, escape slavery, and ponder the enemy. You fail to counteract it. Let me think about now. The devil, hear this. Well, I heard this in testimony in the church. I cringed. Well, I just want to tell you this week, you know, everything God did for me last Sunday, the devil just came in and took it away. Oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. I want to scream, sit down. You're killing everybody's faith. I just want to testify today. What do you have to testify, Sister Lint Catcher? Well, I just want to testify what a hard week I had. And I just want to say, though, last week I really got blessed. And I want to tell you that something happened on Tuesday. And you know, I'm right back where I was last week. Sit down! You're killing everybody's faith. I used to have testimonies for a prayer meeting. Here's what I found out. They kill the service. Okay, everybody, and here they go. 20, 25 people bowed at it, and they take about 30 minutes in the service with their woes. Wait a minute. Now let's pray that God will help us. You can't get up in faith believing because your mind is being programmed by everybody telling you how bad everything is, and then you're supposed to say how good God is. It doesn't work that way, sweetheart. It just doesn't. You fail to counteract faith destroyers, and we become enslaved by that. I mean, we get wound up in spiritual slavery. We're going to talk about that tomorrow some more on Kingdom Timing.